Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Tenet Meeting Holiness Ministries. My name is Overseer Ken Simmons. We are located in Maryville, Indiana, 46410. Our worship hours is on Sundays at 10 a.m. and our Bible study is Tuesdays at 7 p.m. and you can see us on Facebook. Also, please check out our Twitter and our Instagram and subscribe to our YouTube channel. Don't forget to hit the like button. Don't forget to hit the notification bell so you can get all the latest content that is on this channel. If you would like to donate or be a part of Tenet Meeting Holiness Ministries, go to our website where you will see everything that we do there. You can reach us at tommminc.wixsite.com/tenetmeeting. And if you would like to email us or talk to us, email us at tommminc@yahoo.com. Now back to our service. Welcome to Tenet Meeting Holiness Ministries. My name is Overseer Ken Simmons. We are located in Maryville, Indiana. Today we're going to be in the book of James, the 5th chapter, and the 13th verse starting now. That's where we're going to be today. And we're going to be talking about faith in prayer. Mm-hmm. Okay? So the 13th verse, it starts out, is anyone among you suffering? And the answer is, well, let them pray. If you are suffering and you're going through some things, pray. If you feel bad, pray. Right? If you have an emotional breakdown, pray. Pray. We don't understand sometimes how strong prayer is and what prayer can do. When you are in Christ, prayer is your number one tool to get things done. Praying to God is essential to your needs. And they're not only for your physical needs, for your spiritual needs as well. They help you in both realms. Is anyone among you suffering? Let them pray. It says, is anyone cheerful? Let them sing praises. So if you need help, pray. But if everything's okay, praise God. Mm-hmm. Too many of us try to, we only go to God when something is wrong. When everything is right, give him a praise.
That's right.
Thank him for what he's done in your life.
Right?
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And you don't have to be cheerful for that. You could be going through something and still thank him for still being here.
Right.
When everything goes right, I mean, it's not a test. The test is when things are going wrong, will you still look to God? Are you still going to pray to God? Are you still going to praise him while you're going through?
Right.
Right? 14 says, is anyone among you sick? And the answer is, let him call for the elders of the church. This is important. If you are sick, it says, let him call for the elders of the church. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And what are the elders going to do? It says, and let them pray over him.
Mm-hmm.
And do what? And anoint him with oil in the name of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
All of this happens when you go to be prayed for.
Right.
Not when they have an altar call. I'm not supposed to ask you what's wrong with you. You tell me what's wrong with you. And we act accordingly.
That's right.
Right?
Right.
I mean, this is according to scripture.
Mm-hmm.
Is anyone among you sick? Let him call on the elders of the church.
Mm-hmm.
We're not supposed to take up on ourselves to just go laying hands on everybody.
Right. Mm-mm.
Right? 15 says, and the prayer of faith will save the one who is sick. So once you get prayed for, believe the prayer that was prayed towards you.
Yes.
Right?
Right.
And the prayer of faith will save the one who is sick. Believe in the prayer. And then it says, and the Lord will raise him up. Mm-hmm. We can't believe that this is none of our doing. Because I laid hands on him and now you healed. It's not me. It would be God.
That's right.
Working through me. Mm-hmm. For his purpose.
That's right.
That's it. It says, and if he has committed sins, he will be forgiven. Right?
Right?
It didn't say ask for forgiveness. He said he will be forgiven when he comes to the elders because he's sick. The sickness becomes the punishment in that case. That's not in all cases. Mm-hmm. But when he comes to be healed, he's healed of his sins as well. Because he goes to the elders of the church. And the elders of the church pray over him and anoint him with oil. So when they're sick, that's what's supposed to happen. Right? And the prayer of faith will save the one who is sick, and the Lord will raise him up. And he has committed sins, he will be forgiven. That's what God do. All of that's God doing.
That's right.
16 says, therefore confess your sins to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. Right?
Right.
Confess your sins to one another. And we help each other heal. And we do it all the time, you know. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I've been through this. Yeah, you know what? I've been through something similar, so you're not alone in this.
Right.
I know how you feel because I've been through it too.
Mm-hmm.
And we help each other heal in that way. It's important because we have to know that we're not the only ones going through things sometimes.
Right.
You're not the only one that feels this way.
Yeah.
Right?
So true.
Therefore, confess your sins to one another and pray for one another. After you confess your sins, let's pray. Let's see if we can get this thing off of us. Let's pray that we don't go down this route no more.
Right?
Right? That's why I believe it's important to have prayer partners.
Mm-hmm.
It really is. Somebody you can pray for and pray with. It's, you know, because you connect.
Right.
Even if you don't have a prayer partner, just find somebody in Christ that you know, that you can agree with. That you can touch and agree with, and that won't tell all your business. Amen.
Amen. Yeah.
The prayer of the righteous. The prayer of the righteous person has great power as it is working. When you find somebody who is in Christ, that is truly in Christ and truly doing what they're supposed to be doing,
mm-hmm.
you know, you can watch them work. And you'll see the fruits of their labor.
Right?
Right? And you want to be that same type of person, because iron sharpens iron. You know, you see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So we want to make sure that we are in the same capacity as this person. We want to be, you know, in Christ for real.
Right.
And not playing Christ. You see? It says the prayer of the righteous person has great power as it is working. It says in 17, Elijah was a man with a nature like ours, and he prayed fervently that it might not rain. And for 3 years and 6 months it did not rain on the earth. Then he prayed again, and heaven gave rain, and the earth bore its fruit. And this is just going to show the power of prayer, what it can do,
and what it can do when you have the relationship with God, how powerful it can be.
Right.
You know, our prayer life, our relationship with God is going to determine how strong our prayer life is. You have a great relationship with God. You know what God is doing in your life. You know your purpose. You know, you're working in your purpose. You're walking in your gifts, right? You're doing all of these things. Prayer is going to be powerful for you.
Right.
That makes a difference.
Mm-hmm.
It makes a difference. 19 says, my brothers, if anyone among you wanders from the truth and some brings him back, let him know that whoever brings back a sinner from his wandering will save his soul from death and will cover a multitude of sins. Right?
Wow.
It's a powerful thing to help somebody bring themselves back up from sin. But too many times we use that to kick people while they down. You know, instead of helping them back to be where they supposed to be in Christ. I don't know, people in Christ, you know, people that are not in Christ, and a lot of people in Christ, when they see somebody in Christ fall, you know, they take the chance to just dog them out instead of the people in Christ helping their brother back up.
Mm-hmm.
They just laugh at them and shake their head and move on.
Yeah.
And we don't use that to help one another. And it's a sad thing to just think that when you see somebody fall, that you won't help them. When you fall, you want everybody to understand.
Yeah.
You know? We have to be better with prayer.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
We must help one another. We must have a prayer life with God. We must take our spirituality seriously.
Right.
Right? And make Jesus Christ our Lord and Savior. Because what God does for us in our life, we are to use to help others. So please, repent. Be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. Right?
Right.
In the Holy Spirit. And watch God move. And watch your prayer life grow.
Yeah.
Amen?
Amen.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you for these scriptures today. We thank you for allowing us to read in 1 Peter. And Father, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you for these scriptures today. We thank you for allowing us to read in the book of James and understand what it is to have a very good prayer life and to understand how we're supposed to pray, when we're supposed to pray, and who we're supposed to pray with in our different situations. Father, we just thank you for allowing us to have your holy scriptures, and we thank you for sending your son, Jesus Christ,
mm-hmm.
who is our Lord and Savior, to die on the cross for us, and now we have a chance at everlasting life. We thank you. We praise your name. In the mighty name of your son, Jesus Christ, we pray and say amen.
Amen.
Stay blessed and faithful.
Watching Tent of Meeting Holiness Ministries. For more of God's Word, please subscribe to this channel.
Don't forget to hit the like button
and the notification bell so you can get all the latest content that is on this channel.
Thanks again for coming.
And as always, stay blessed and faithful.